If you're like us here at the Bryant Park Project, you arrive at work before dawn and the last few months leave again after dusk. But that's about to change. Tonight marks the beginning of the winter solstice, the official start of winter and the longest night of the year. From here on, things are going to start to brighten up, literally, as there will be increasing amounts of daylight until we get to the summer solstice next June. For some, that's a reason enough to celebrate. For others, winter solstice is right up there with Christmas and Hanukkah as a day to get their holiday groove on. NPR's own Margot Adler is one such person. We talked to her about her own observance of the winter solstice and the links between the sun ceremonies and Christmas. All right, Margot, for those who don't know, you're actually a Wiccan priestess. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, sort of.
So how did you get into paganism?
Well, I guess I really loved, I got into the idea of nature as my religion. And I got really into the idea of nature spirituality, earth-based spirituality, and sort of all those ancient holidays that seemed to go back before we had sort of, quote, regular religion, like, you know, the main three or four.
Yeah.
And I got very, very inspired, I think, by the ecology movement. And I was kind of looking for a nature religion. And then I started figuring out, well, who were the Druids? And I kind of was wandering around and I just got very inspired. And I also loved ritual. And I wanted to figure out a way to do a lot of ritual.
So the winter solstice, it's a big deal for you.
Well, it's certainly one of the eight big holidays in sort of the pagan calendar. But it's one of my favorites because, well, it's just the same reason I love Daylight Savings Day, because it's the day you finally go out of your... I've always thought Daylight Savings Day should be a national holiday because it's the first day you go out of your office for most people and see the light. So in the same way, the winter solstice is that day that has universal significance. It's not tied to any particular culture. It's the day where it's the shortest day and the sun comes back. And for thousands of years, even Neolithic people sort of worshipped, oh my God, is the sun going to disappear? And then the days get longer, and there's a reason to celebrate that, to celebrate the sun.
Back in the day, the Neolithic day, so what did people do? What was part of the ritual?
Well, I have no idea I don't think anybody knows what
they
did in the
Neolithic.
I'm
not suggesting you were there, Margot. I'm just saying you might have.
She's a Wiccan priestess.
But I can
and a
tell
historian.
You what I think what people did. I mean, I can tell you what I did.
Okay.
A week ago when I had an early solstice celebration with about 30 women up in northern Connecticut. First, we made it really dark. And we sort of had a meditation on darkness. And we actually even sang a chant to the darkness, which was, It was something like, in the beginning there was darkness, and the darkness and the sea and night. And then at a certain point, we just lit a candle, and you sort of meditated on the light. And then we started lighting candles more and more and more and more and more, and we started singing to the light. And it was just that kind of a thing.
Now, when you say 40 women, is that by design, decree, or your male counselor is not doing his job?
No, actually, I got into this in a very mixed men and women groupings. But this particular group that I have an affinity with that are old friends of mine, we've been meeting for the last 15 years, and it happens to be a group of women. But there's nothing that says that you can't have as many of these celebrations with lots and lots of men as well.
Huh. For people who celebrate the winter solstice, these sort of Mecca-like trip, I've always understood, is to Stonehenge.
Well, actually, there are a lot of places. As a matter of fact, I just discovered that Newgrange, Ireland, which is one of those old, you know, kind of burial tomb kind of places where on the winter solstice, the light illuminates the whole place. There's now a website, and you can actually go on the web and see it live. And it happens in Newgrange. The solstice, first of all, is like 1:08 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's, Saturday morning. But for two different nights, if you go around 3 in the morning, so it's 8 something in the morning, Greenwich Mean Time, you can go on this website and apparently you can watch the sun slowly illuminate Newgrange.
That is very cool. So what's the history behind Stonehenge? Do you know that?
Well, no one. The truth is that very few people really know. There's all kinds of controversy as to what happened at Stonehenge, how the stones got there. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of mythology that the Druids had something to do with it, but most historians say that's hogwash. It's pretty unclear what actually went on at Stonehenge.
Why is it a magnet, though? this sort of solstice celebration?
Because it does have roots in the Neolithic, and it clearly is an ancient pagan site. And so it's become, and modern Druids, all kinds of modern Druids have celebrated there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Most of my knowledge of Stonehenge, comes from Spinal Tap, and that's what I recommend people use as a source. But there's one thing here that we've been saying, solstice. I don't know if we've been clear. Everyone says today's the winter solstice, but it's sort of shorthand because the solstice is one moment.
It actually means sun stand still. That's actually what solstice means. And it's actually that moment before it goes sort of in the other direction, or at least the days start getting longer. So it's only one little moment, right?
Right. And so we call it the whole day. Now, is there something with eggs standing on their end?
There's a myth, but it's not. I thought that was in the spring. I thought that was the equinox.
Oh, maybe it's eggplant.
I thought that was the spring.
I'm not sure.
Equinox when there's all this myth that because it's equal light and dark that eggs can stand up. But I think that's probably, another one of these. What was the word? Superstition, which I think actually means remains. The word superstition is a wonderful word. It actually means remains because it's the remains of older beliefs.
Is there a connection? Can you make a connection for people between Christmas and the winter solstice?
Absolutely.
Please do.
Absolutely. First of all, when right-wing Christians say basically it's all pagan, all this stuff, the Christmas trees, the wreaths, the mistletoes, they're right. All this stuff was basically taken from the older Yule solstice celebrations. That's number one. In Roman times, I think it was Emperor Aurelian actually had this celebration on December 25th for the invincible sun. And then later Christians chose that day for the birth of Jesus. In fact, I think most researchers would say that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. But they took the fact that people were doing this kind of stuff in the winter solstice, and I guess they changed the S-U-N to the S-O-N. Right?
The world according to Margo Adler.
Right? No, renewal, whether you think it's the renewal of Jesus or the renewal of the sun, not so much difference.
If there's someone who is listening to this right now and wants to know more about this and is trying to figure out, well, maybe I want to do something tonight, is there any sort of, a la we put a Christmas tree up, we sing Christmas carols, we drink eggnog. Is there any sort of specific ritual they might want to follow that you would recommend? Sort of a beginner's guide to celebrating the solstice?
Well, I think that unfortunately the truth is that most of the things that they do for Christmas, the gift giving comes out of the Roman Saturnalia. A lot of the stuff with the mistletoe comes from Druidic rites. All of those things that they were already doing, deck the halls with, boughs of holly, it's all pagan solstice stuff. So all they have to do is that part of Christmas and they're there.
Margo Adler, you are the author of, let me get the correct name, Drawing Down the Moon, Witches, Druids, Goddess Worshippers, and Other Pagans in America Today. Did I forget to ask you anything about the solstice, which is very key?
Not that I can think of for this very moment, except that have a wonderful solstice.
Well, you too.
And good solstice to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Light is returning.
Light is returning.
You know this is the darkest hour. No one can hold.
No one can hold back the dawn.
Let's keep it burning.
Let's keep it burning.
Let's keep the light.
I feel like I've walked into something and I'm not sure what.
We'd like to thank the cast of Hair for that.
We have an interesting note about Newgrange in Ireland. I am going to read this because Angela, our producer, researched this, and I want to put her hard work to use. Okay, Newgrange is a Stone Age tomb dating back to around 3200 BC, 1,000 years older than Stonehenge. At sunrise during the winter solstice, a shaft of sunlight shines through the tomb's passage and lights up the chamber for 17 minutes. People come from around the world to bathe in the light. It's supposed to have some sort of healing energy, and there's actually a lottery to get one of the 100 spots. And this year, almost 30,000 people put their names in for you. Now, luckily, you can watch it at home on your couch if you want. At 1:08 Eastern Time Saturday morning or 10:08 tonight West Coast Time, we're going to link to that website with the live webcast of the Newgrange Winter Solstice that Margo told us all about. You can find it at npr.org/bryantparkblogs.com.org/something. Find us.
You know how the web works.
Yeah. Google it.
Come on, people.